This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Police lobbed tear gas and stormed a rail station Saturday to clear the last of thousands of protesters who joined an unsanctioned march against the slow response by police to a violent attack by gangs earlier in Hong Kong. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Protesters dressed in black streamed into the Yuen Long neighborhood despite being denied official permission for the march. Police appealed to the marchers to stop, then fired tear gas as the demonstrators stood their ground. Police cited the risk of confrontations between demonstrators and local residents in barring the march. They say some of last weekend's attackers were connected to organized crime syndicates known as triads. Massive demonstrations began in Hong Kong more than a month ago over an extradition bill, but have grown into a broader pro-democracy movement. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russian police detained hundreds of people on Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. We get the details from Jonah Green of Reuters.
Protesters rallied in the street calling for opposition candidates to be registered for local elections in Moscow, which they have been barred from. Jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny had called for the protest near the Moscow's mayor office to pressure authorities to allow candidates to run in the September 8th vote. But authorities called the protest illegal. They say candidates were prohibited from running because they had failed to collect enough signatures, an allegation the opposition rejects as false. The protest campaign is also intended to raise the heat on Russia's tightly controlled political system at a time when President Vladimir Putin's rating has dropped after years of falling incomes.
That's Jonah Green of Reuters reporting. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.